Left with a little bit. It was a little bit at the end of Shir Vav that I had hoped that we would finish last time, but yeah. 255. Oh, I thought it was 259. 255? What's on 255?
I think we did it outside,
yeah. I think we did do it. Fine. So let's go to 259. Tashlumin on Shabbos. And this is an interesting topic. Tashlumin in general is the concept that we can make up for a missed tefillah. Now the details of when and how are important, but on Shabbos it presents itself with a unique challenge, because during the week when you miss a Shemoneh Esrei and then you want to make up the Shemoneh Esrei, more or less the Shemoneh Esreis are the same. Okay, so shalom rav, sim shalom for an Ashkenazim, very minor details. But on Shabbos, every Shemoneh Esrei is completely different. So if there is going to be a concept of tashlumin, of being able to make up for a missed tefillah, how would you make that up? Would you repeat the tefillah in which you are currently davening, and you'll say it two times? So if, let's say, you missed Ma'ariv, so now comes the Shacharis, you're going to say two Shemoneh Esreis of Yismach Moshe. Moshe is going to be extra excited with Manas Chalkov on this week. Or is it possible that you would say Atoki Dashta, which is the Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei, that you're going to say that in the morning? So that is what we need to try and figure out right over here. So it is a fascinating, because the two sources that he quotes is the Eshel Avram against the Eshel Avram. But it is two different Eshel Avrams. So the first source of Ergat page 259 in number 59, the Eshel Avram from Avram David Warman, he writes as follows: Cholash lo haya yachal espalo shachris u'mosaf de Shabbos kodesh. It's an interesting case that he gives. So somebody is ill, and the person is not able to daven shachris or musaf on Shabbos morning. Now we have to remember back a little bit to what we said in the past, which was that b'di'eved, the time for Musaf is the entire day. So as long as it's still daytime, he really only missed out entirely in this circumstance on Shacharis. We just have to stick Musaf in somewhere. So this case, lo yachas b'al Shacharis Musaf Shabbat Kodesh. Amarti lo, what did I tell him? She yispalel samach mincha ketana Musaf v'achar kach mincha v'achar kach Shacharis. So what did he tell him to do? He told him first to daven musaf. Again, we discussed that a little bit about whether you shift the musaf for the mincha or not. He assumed that musaf is the first one, that is what you're up to right now. So musaf, you take care of from the morning. Then the next tefillah that is due is mincha, because it's in the afternoon. And the general rule for tashlumin is that you do the primary Shemoneh Esrei first, and the second Shemoneh Esrei is the makeup. It's a little bit counterintuitive. You would have thought take care of your previous obligation first, but that's not what we say. We say take care of what you're obligated in right now, and then you can deal with bonus. So anytime you're doing tashlumin, so if I missed mincha and I have to daven ma'ariv twice, the first Shemoneh Esrei is ma'ariv, and the second one is my makeup for mincha. So over here, his suggestion was first to daven musaf, then you're going to say mincha, and then you're doing tashlumin of shachris. And which shachris do you say? Yismach Moshe, the text of the Shabbos shachris. You do not simply repeat mincha and say ata echad a second time. That's his chiddush.
Is there any significance versus someone who forgot to daven?
There's not a major difference, but it has to be that you were an onus. So most people that forget probably remembered at some point, and then they forgot later. And that becomes a very interesting question. If during the time when you were obligated, you remembered to daven, again, this probably comes up, we're not going to discuss it in the halacha right now, but it could come up in the winter on any afternoon, right? Once the time for mincha comes, which is a short window, you know, during busy hours, you remembered that you need to daven mincha. But by the time you were, you know, okay, I'm going to daven later, and you're really planning on davening later, and then something really happened, and you were complete onus. So is that considered to be an onus in which you have the right to make up or not is a complicated question, because again, there was a time when you weren't. You were able to, you just didn't. We call it an onus biomacharon. At the last moment, you weren't onus. So he tries to put together a case here where you were out cold. You were in bed. You couldn't daven in the morning. That way we can cut to the chase in terms of our particular halacha.
So we would know what he would say by "you just forgot."
It would depend. If it's the equivalent of an onus, then he would say the same thing. So if somehow, I don't know, you just forget to daven on Shabbos. But you forgot to daven on Shabbos, then yes. If you really forgot. Oh. Yeah. That's complicated also. Let's finish this and then maybe we'll see if we get back, that also. So what's his proof? This is a pretty big chiddush, right? I can't find it explicit anywhere that this is what you should do, that you should say the shachar in the afternoon. So what he's basically saying is, I couldn't find anywhere what you're supposed to do in this circumstance. Intuitively, he understands that repeating the same Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei when each one has its own unique Shemoneh Esrei doesn't make any sense to him. And therefore, you should say Shachris. But to say that if you did the Mincha one twice, you wouldn't be Yotzei, that far he's not willing to go, b'di'evet. Okay? Says the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim has two commentaries at Shulchan Aruch. The one which is on the Magen Avraham is called the Eshel Avraham. So he's similar name, and he writes as follows. He doesn't address this directly, but indirectly, he seems to address this. He says, "Vinei havadai deshachris ein lo hashlama b'musaf." It's pashut to me that if you missed shachris, so what's the next feel that you have to say, assuming the zman ended? Musaf. You cannot do musaf twice. If it's supposed to be that I'm bringing it as if it's the korban, you're not allowed to bring the korban twice, so how can I say it twice? So why wouldn't we respond to the Magen Avraham and say, so don't do it twice. Say musaf and say shachris. So he says, obviously, the Magen Avraham said that the Prima Gadim says that can't be. It didn't even enter his mind that there was such a possibility. The way that Tashlumin works is you repeat the Shemoneh Esrei that you are up to. And since that doesn't work for Musaf, then you don't have that option. So he presents this as a machlokas between the Eshel Avraham and the Eshel Avraham. How that emerges halacha, we'll see in a moment. Yeah. You could, but let's say you're in that little bit of a window of a time when you can't daven musaf yet, but it's yes, time between chatzos and 6.5 hours. So right now, you should daven, and you want to daven, so the only option is musaf. Okay.
And if you would have davened before musaf, if you could,
you would
then
still
you could have said chakras after the
minute. So, what? Correct. His point is that when he's not giving any of the other solutions, is that he would have said that that's not going to, the only way that would work is if you repeat Mincha Shemoneh Esrei, not Shachar Shemoneh Esrei. Because otherwise, he could have said that if you have not gotten to Mincha time yet, so daven Musaf, and then say Yismach Moshe. He seems to be saying you don't have any options because you would have to say Musaf twice, and you can't say Musaf twice. So clearly, again, in terms of his thinking, is that when you're repeating a Shemoneh Esrei for Tashlumin, it has to be the current Shemoneh Esrei, not the one that you missed. Okay, we'll flesh that out a little bit in 61 over here, on the next page. And that's what right at the top. Although the Prima Gadim is discussing the theoretical possibility of making up Shachar Tam Musaf, he plainly holds, holds that the Tashlumin is recited with its current text, the one that you are up to. What does this hinge on? So he suggests the following from the Chuvas Minchas Pri. I'm not sure who he is, but this is a relatively well-known chakira that he presents. She'ela zu tuluya b'mashe yishlachar b'tiyos hashlama. It's a general question about the nature of tashlumen. He is so dino shmo ka'atvila shehechzir. Osha shame tfilo got tfilo show me baato osha olo tashlum tfilo shehechser. When I'm saying a second Shemona Esrei as a replacement for the first one, is the second one is that I'm saying Shacharis? It just happens to be a makeup Shacharis. Or no, I am saying Mincha twice, but there's a Chiddush in Halacha that's going to eliminate the demerit that I have for missing in the morning. But really, I'm just saying the same thing I say twice, but there's a mechanism which allows for this to count for the morning. Or no, I really am saying Shacharis later, and I have the right to make it up. He says, V'nira depligi b'zeh achronim. It seems to me this is a machlokas achronim. The Rashash in Brachos writes, Dim lo mispalo mincha, umispalo arvish shtayim. If somebody missed mincha and is now davening musaf, I'm sorry, musaf, davening ma'ariv twice, degam atfila habeis hi rishus. So again, there's a different little nuance here, is that mincha is a chova, is an obligation, ma'ariv is a rishus. It's a rishus. It's optional that we accept it upon ourselves as a minug, but it's a different character of the tefillah. Aval tzlach shabam beis with your maskel bem tzvar pshitul he the tefillah shashomim shle mincha he chova. It's an obligation. Veheir madua shle yaktim es tefillah atashlum and shle mincha the tefillah arvish yirak rishus. And what that if you assume that is the case. So then, in the case when it's mincha and ma'ariv, you would think that maybe we should do mincha first, even though normally we do the Shemona Esrei up to first, but mincha has a higher status because it's an obligation as opposed to ma'ariv, which is a rishus. And therefore, you have to suggest that that shlumin, he mincha, v'rashash, really, that he have arvus, that shlumin mincha. So again, so this the issue that they are going to be debating as to what the status is, that ma'ariv will depend on what the status is of the extra tefillah. Fine.
It's the next day already.
That's fine. Again, we as far as we know, why does davening have to depend on what day it is? Meaning, maybe why? Maybe it just depends on what I'm up to. Meaning, why is my ma'ariv more connected to my shacharis the next morning than it is to the mincha the previous day? I'm not obligated to daven three times a day. I'm obligated to daven. Davening morning, afternoon, and evening. I can count that from wherever I want. It's not that I can. If I dive in three times in the morning, I can't check off my three boxes for the day. We typically summarize it in our minds, as that I have to dive in three times a day. But there's no halachic imperative that it's a daily obligation. It's that no, I have an obligation to dive in chakras. I have an obligation to dive in mincha, and I have an obligation to dive in ma'ariv. So the connection between each tefillah and the next one is the same. It's just a different way of looking at it.
Right. I mean, it's problematic, for example, if it was Rosh Chodesh going in.
Okay, because that's a change in Shemona Esrei. That's forget for a different reason.
But Ma'ariv and Motzei Shabbos, and do I say after Chonon Tano twice?
Again, all these questions are legitimate. They answer that you probably would not, but again, that's not because it's a different day or not a different day. That's because of the relationship between the prior Shemona Esrei and the current Shemona Esrei. So what do we assume? What do we assume la halacha? Again, hopefully this doesn't really come up. But what do we assume la halacha? So Rav Avadia writes, Misha tov shenenas v'lo yispalo arvis b'leil Shabbos. You missed Friday night Shemona Esrei. Yispalo shachar shtayim u'bishteyen yomar yismach Moshe. He assumes that you stick to the text of the Shemona Esrei that you are up to, even though you will be repeating it twice, like the Prima Gadim assumed. But if you made a mistake and in either one, which is interesting, in either one said Ata Kidashta, the Friday night Shemona Esrei, that would be okay. The Kol Shekein in Amar Vishtein Ata Kidashta, and certainly if you say for both of them Ata Kidashta, why? Why should this be? So he explains. It's for a different reason. That in general, if you mess up your Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, you are okay. Why? Because the ikur of the Shemona Esrei on Shabbos is the bracha, which is the same in all of them. Right? That paragraph is really the crux of what our obligation is. We embellish on it, and the paragraphs with different themes prior to it, but those are not ma'akev if I say the wrong one. Yes, right. As long as you're saying Mekadesh HaShabbos, you can do it the same way. That paragraph of the bracha is the same. So as long as you recite that, you're going to be okay. Yeah, but again, those differences are minor. Right, so again, those are preferred, but not ma'akev. Yeah. No, Musaf he would not say it. I don't think he would. He doesn't say it explicitly, but I assume Musaf not because of what the Prima Gadim said, that it's Bimkoma Korban, you can't do that. If you miss Shacharis, then you should make it up at Mincha with Ato Echad, Bimtov, and Bachan, and Rishtay, and Yismach Moshe, O Ato Kidashta, Yatza. Then you would be Yotze. Okay. The questions of when you're going from weekday to Shabbos and not, we'll leave that for when we discuss Tashlumin in general. It's not really a Shabbos topic, and being that I get off topic enough as it is, we'll leave that for the moment. What did I mess up over there in the corner?
No, I didn't.
Okay, fine.
Normal time. Let's say you're, for whatever reason, you're late. You're past this line. Now, during the week, you might find a Hasidic minion that happens, you know, really late. Crazy.
You'll find one on Shabbos, too.
On Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah, they do the same thing on Shabbos.
But even for some of you, I mean,
I'll tell you a good...
When does a Zaman for Tashlumin take effect?
When does Zaman the Tefillah ends? depends on your leanings. In my mind, pretty soon after Shkia. Pretty soon after Shkia, I don't think you can daven. Is it a minute? Is it you can get maybe the promotions 5 minutes or so? If you're eligible for Tashlumin, it could be you're not eligible. If you were, you know, dilly dallying and whatever, then you might not be eligible. I was for my father in law's birthday last year. We took the whole family. My wife arranged. We went up to I was outside of Monroe somewhere, and we rented this house. I don't remember what it's called. Chester. Chester, and next door there was a shtibel, so we went. I called them before Shabbos. I said, "What time they davening?" I forgot what time they said davening Friday night. It was so I davened mincha at home, and we got there. We sitting around for like I don't know like an hour and a half or something until we davened mark. Like, what time is Shacharis? I think they said, well, maybe 10:30. I was like, okay, that doesn't work for me. So I davened. I woke up. I davened vasikin for Shacharis. But I wanted to go for Kriyas HaTorah. It was Parshas Beshalach. So I got there and I heard they're doing the Shira. Unfortunately, it was the Shira. I'm looking at the Zimra at 11 something. So whatever. So I got a sefer and I was learning. So we finished davening. I said, what time is Mincha? And they said, it was like a half an hour after Shkia. So I look around the room and I'm like, okay, without us, you guys are 9. So it's up to you. We said, we're not coming back for Mincha unless you daven before Shkia. Are you guys interested or not? They debated amongst themselves, and they decided, they go, what about Marv? I'm like, Marv, you can daven as late as you want. I don't care. So we daven Marv. They had like an hour and 40-minute shalashuddas. So
who do they hold for this?
They hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Kula.
For everything. They just up until
time. I don't know. For Malacha, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe even for Malacha. They hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Kula. So it gives you a lot of leeway.
There's a minute for 52 minutes after Shkia.
That's what it's, I think it's based on Rabbeinu Tam Lekula. I had that. I went to Shiner's once.
China.
Yeah, so I went from Maariv and I walked into a minute. I didn't know what was happening. Okay, right there.
I had that in there.
I was told not to dive in there, but I could say Kaddish.
Here. Okay. Next topic is a fascinating topic. Page 277. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Why is Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum relevant for us? Because we've been talking about the davening, and sandwiched in our davening is Kriyas HaTorah. And Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum has some sort of connection, which we'll have to try to understand, with Kriyas HaTorah. So let's start with the Gemara number one, Gemara Brachas and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Ami, Le'olam, always, Yashlim Adam Parshios Avim HaTzibur, a person should complete his parshios together with the congregation. Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, twice reading the text and once with the translation. Again, we'll define all those soon. V'afilu Ataros V'divon, and even the words, the pasuk of Ataros V'divon, the names of places. Why should one do this? Shekol, or what's the reward for doing this? Shekol Amashlin Varsh Yosef Imatzibar Ma'arichin Lo Yomavush Nosav. Anybody who does Shnai Mikra and finishes it with the congregation will have length of years. Okay. Let's try and understand. So first of all, what is Afilo Taros Vadiva and what's so special about this? So Rashi tells us, She'ein Bo Targum. That even the, why do they mention this? Because there is no Targum. So what? So I would have thought that there's no reason that you need to repeat the words that don't have a Targum. And apparently, you have to repeat those words at all, as well. Okay, fine. So next issue. May one substitute Rashi or other translation for a Targum? So Targum refers to Targum Unclus. Is there, or what is special about Targum Unclus? That the Targum Unclus should be what is cited here. And can English or Rashi or something like that work instead? So says Tosfos number 3. Yesh Mefarshim, there are those that say, V'hu adin, l'lo azos belaz shalohen. People who read a translation in their own language. Habekim o Targum, shem mefarsh tefamim. It's the equivalent of the Targum because sometimes the Targum simply explains. Kikimosh Targum farsh tam aretz, kachim evinim tokalaz. That basically, what's the purpose of the Targum? Was to make it more accessible to people. So if English is going to make it more accessible, then English should be okay. That is the Yesh Mefarshim and Tosos. Tosos reject this explanation. Vilo Nehira does not seem correct. Shaya Targum Mefarish Bimashi in Lilmo Bin Ibrik Ashkaram Bekamaduk, Yan Yosef, Yamo Targum and Akra. It's not simply a translation, it is also an explanation. It's a commentary. It's a commentary. The newer versions, Artscroll put out a beautiful version of Unclus and other ones, and some of the newer Chumashim will bold the words in Unclus, where Unclus is explaining and not just translating. And it's more common than you might think. It's more common than you might think. So since that's the case, and the Gemara says Targum, so that's a special status. That's why Targum is unique. Alkein ein lo mer b'shum lashon pam shlichis ki im b'lashon Targum. Therefore, says Tosfos, only Targum works. Okay, that is, well, it's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula because Unclus is probably the shortest of any of the translations. It's a chumrah because it's not the most accessible of them, and presumably you need to understand it. It's hard to believe, again, maybe it's possible, that it's magic, and that, you know, it's supposed to be like zugging Tehillim, and you just read through it. Maybe Me'ikar Hadin, you are Yotze, because there is something special to it, but it's hard to know if that would be the case or not. But there are Rishonim who disagree. Says the Rush, V'nira Shakori Beferish HaTorah Yotze Vayidei Targum, as long as you have a commentary that explains every word, that is going to be good enough. Okay, that is a very, very important dissenting opinion of the Rush. Says the Smag. So I argued that a more accessible commentary is better than Targum, and my teachers agreed with me. V'lo nir l'Rabbeinu Yitzchak, except for Rabbeinu Yitzchak who disagreed. V'chein amar v'amram, shehevi rav natronoi gon said, davka targum, what's special about targum? Shezocha li nasein besina k'denash berakam de Megillah. The Gemara Megillah seems to say that the Targum Unclus was given over at Har Sinai, and that in and of itself gives it a special status. Now, is that a special enough status even if you don't understand it? I'm not sure, but those are the opinions of the Rishonim. So again, how we're going to paskin on this question is very, very important.
But the Rush is saying it should be Rashi, and the Smag is saying it could be anybody.
Right? The Rush might even be saying it could be English, as long as it's explaining everything. The Smag is saying it's Davka Targum. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Says the Shulchan Aruch number 6. Im lamad aparsha bepirush Rashi. If you read the parsha with Rashi, Chashuv kemo Targum. It is considered to be like you used a Targum. V'yari Shemayim Mikra Targum V'gam Perush Rashi. So if you want to be Yotzei L'chol Adeus, do Unclus and Rashi. Okay, that's beautiful in theory, but it's not so easy to get through just one of them. Turning to get through two of them is even more difficult. What are some of the advantages to each? The Mishnah Berurah elaborates. So the Targum has the plus that it was given Har Sinai. So in and of itself, there are no mistakes. It's a special Targum.
When you say Targum, you talk about Unculus?
Yeah.
But Unculus lived after Sinai.
Okay. Yeah.
So this was a Mesorah that, yeah, that he was going to write this.
That's, yeah, that seems to be what the Gemara Megillah seems to imply. The entire world shook when the Targum of Unculus was given. Yeah. He translates every word. You understand more of what's happening if you learn Rashi. He gives a context to it. He explains based on Chazal. So it's appropriate for people to learn each week with Rashi's commentary as well, together with the Targum, because there are parts where you're certainly not going to understand, especially in Vayikra, with the Karbanos, that you're not going to understand anything if you just have Targum. Okay, now what's the other problem with Rashi? You don't have a Rashi on every Pasuk, and you certainly don't have a Rashi on every word in every Pasuk. So it says the Mishnah Brura, there is something about the magic number three. Meaning the Chazal wanted that Sach HaKol, you will be reading it three times. Twice, normally, the way it's being read, and once with a Targum. If Targum is lacking, then you'll read it a third time. Where does the Mishnah Berurah get this from? From what the Gemara said, Vafilat Taros V'divon. If when the words that Unculus doesn't translate, you have to say it again. So why should the same thing not be true with Rashi?
You have to do also the words that Rashi does not translate.
They don't assume that. The poskim don't seem to assume that. I guess that would be, that would be almost impossible to do. So quotes over here again from the Shu'at Or LeZion, Rabbi Zion Abba Shaul. You should also do the Targum Yerushalmi, which is brought in the Targum Unculus in some places, in order to fulfill the obligation according to all views. Okay. We have to figure out, a way which is going to be possible to do this, as opposed to being Yotzei L'chol HaDeos. So let's see what we can do to try to make it through in a more accessible way. So it says the Be'er Heitev number 10. Parish Rashi, Hainu Misha Yachol Lahavin, Aval Misha Eino Barachi Vaday Rilakros Beperish HaTorah Sheish Belashon Askenaz Kigon Sefer Tsenu Rena V'chayot Sebo Kadei Sheyavin in Yonah Parsha. Says the Be'er Heitev that the third reading of the Parsha is supposed to be one that you understand. And therefore, however you are going to understand it, that is what Chazal wanted. So if Unglis works for you, then do Unglis. If Rashi works for you, do Unglis. If Rabbi Arthur Scroll works for you, then do that. Whatever works for you, that's what you should do. Quotes that from Rav David Feinstein as well. Rashi Anglis Barashi. Says even a step further. English Rashi also works. Because why not? Here, the point is that you have to understand the Rashi. There's nothing magic. I mean, there might be something magical about Rashi's words, but more important than Rashi's words is understanding what Rashi is saying. And that is certainly very, very important. What about, again, because we're looking for shortcuts, because Shnai Mikra is very, very hard, is very hard to do. So what other shortcuts do we have to make this a little bit more? What? What about listening to Kriyas HaTorah? Does that count as one of the times? It says the Magen Avraham, Yochel Dekros, Vim Shama Pamachas Mishiach Tzibor, if you heard it once, Mishiach Tzibor, Vikara Pamachas, and then you read it once, Yotza. Aval Ein Lismach Lechatchila Alashmiya. But just listening to the Valkore is not a way of doing it Lechatchila. Okay, so we're moving in the right direction, but again, we try to be lechatchila Jews as much as possible. So the Magen Avraham does not love this option. It comes along the Mishnah Berurah and has a suggestion. Says the Mishnah Berurah number 13, V'ayin b'Magen Avraham, Shekasa b'shem lechem chudus b'di'eved yotzei b'amachas b'ashe shama b'shech tzibur b'di'eved listening works. B'yesh achrem shachrino filo b'di'eved mikomakom nira. Delikro b'lachash mila b'mila im hashatz ein lahachmir b'zeh. Kevin shemichavin oz gam lishmoa kol teil b'yashatz. Mishnah Berurah is okay with reading along quietly with the Baal Koreh. You need to be able to hear from the Baal Koreh, because the chiyuv that we have, again, what the nature of that chiyuv is not for the moment, whether it's a chiyuv on the tzibur or a chiyuv on the yachid. But once you are in shul, presumably you are obligated to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So here, that has to be read from a Sefer Torah. So you need to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Koreh, but you could say it along quietly, and that would certainly count as one. So that is, and then the Rebbe Vadi says the same thing as well. Listening to the Baal Koreh should not count, but this should be okay. Oh, that's the next thing. Here we go. Page 282. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ubeinyan akriya yesh deyos bezebein achronim. There's a machlokas. Yesh omrim. There are those that say shiikra kol pasuk beis pamim v'targum alav. You should read each pasuk two times and then the targum on that pasuk. Now, obviously, if you're doing that approach, reading along with the Baal Koreh is not going to work, right? Because you're going to have to read all of it together. Yesh omrim shiikra kol parsha beis pamim v'charkach atargum. They should read, again, Parsha here presumably means a section. Right? The Torah, the Parsha, what we call Parsha, is divided into sections. Do a whole Parsha. Hayin shikra kol Parsha psucho stuma. Beis pa'amim twice. V'acharka chatargum. U'bimogin avram v'sharachim et sadim k'day rishonob. Sefer Ma'aseh Rav. Isa shagra nog lomar hatargum achar kol Parsha psucho stuma. U'achar mokam shir yoser hefzik inyon v'da'avid kemaravid v'da'avid kemaravid. So Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't really matter which one of the two you do. But those are the only two solutions that the Mishnah Berurah suggests, which don't work so well if you want to be using the Baal Koreh as one of them. Ah. But then we have the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound like reading along with the Baal Koreh is b'di'evit. It sounds like listening to the Baal Koreh is b'di'evit. Reading along the Baal Koreh is not. But how that works with this, you have to have a pretty slow Baal Koreh if you're going to, or you stop at the end of each psucha or stuma. So it doesn't lend itself to being able to actually do this. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'yeh shekorin kol ha-sedra, v'achar kach pamsheni, v'achar kach ha-targum. Some read the entire, what we call the entire parsha, and then read it a second time, and then the targum. V'chein medu v'divrei or zeru ha-gadol, what does all this teach me? Says Aruch HaShulchan, that it doesn't really matter. Which is the pashtus of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't give all these details. The Gemara says, do it. So as long as you did it, so the Chorah Yoyotzei. The Yachal Lasos Kimo Sheyirtzeh. That you can do whatever works for you. And you don't even have to be consistent within how you do it. In 1 week it works for you this way. You want to try it out a different way, a different week? No problem. If it was so integral to the mitzvah to do it in a specific way, then the Gemara and the Rishonim would have laid it out for us. And they don't. And therefore, you have a lot more options.
Therefore, you have to do what he says in the first line.
He says, therefore, you can. You can do anything you want.
Anything you want, as long as it's the first line of the source. Meaning,
what do you mean? As long as in the end you get...
By saying that,
there are those that do this.
No. Sedra, the Sedra, and then the Targum.
Right.
Meaning, could I read the Sedra, the Targum?
Oh, good. That's the next thing he says. So all he says right now is the...
Well,
he's going to say that. That's the next paragraph. The next paragraph. Is when it says, Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum... Does that mean that you need to do two mikras followed by a targum? Or does that just mean it's easier than saying mikra targum mikra? That was just a quicker way of saying it. That's in 17. Yeshli is topic. Iboina davga shnai mikra mikodem v'achar kach targum. Do you need to be in that order? Two mikras followed by a targum. Oshe yatsa kashakar mikra v'targum mikra, or it can be staggered, meaning scrambled. Umidera alvuch mizbar shekain dajikazam nera lishim adam kore echad mikra. That doesn't matter either. You can do read through the parsha, read through the parish, and do your third one with the Baal Korei. That is what I try to do. That is what the Chazon Ish, he says in the paragraph over here, the Chazon Ish did as well, so I feel like I'm in a fairly decent decent company. What?
You count reading the one B'lach
HaShem. Absolutely. I would never finish without it. I'll tell you a Chiddush that I had, though. So the Gemara, it's very strange Gemara, right? The Gemara says, I think I probably said this before, right, that what's the reward for doing Shnai Mikra? Arichas Yamim. Arichas Yamim. Seems like a little bit of a, you know, pretty big reward for doing Shnai Mikra. Why would it get such a reward? I think the pshat is this. Why do people not want to do Shnai Mikra? Because it's going to take a lot of time away from other things that they want to learn, from other things that they want to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, if you take the time to do my Shnai Mikra, I'll give you extra time to make up for the time that you did Shnai Mikra. And that's why it's my Michel Yama
Mishnosa. When do I have to finish by?
Oh, that's the next section. Okay, we'll skip the next part. So
when it comes back, 2 weeks later.
Fine. We're going to skip the next section, but basically he says in the next piece is that we for the Haftorah and for Yontif, the minhag is not to do it. It's tafka for regular Kriyas HaTorah.
But I was threw me off. Like, really? Like, you don't have to do anything for Yontif?
So it gets into the essence of what the mitzvah is about. Is it about being prepared for that day, or is it about finishing the Torah every year? If it's about finishing the Torah every year, then you're going, which is what it sounds like. The Olam Yashlim Adam Parshas Mitzivor. It sounds like what it's about, right, is the sum total of all of the parshios that you should have your personal Siyum HaTorah. So if those parshios are going to be covered by what you're doing over the course of the rest of the year, then there's no need to. What do you mean?
Yeah,
it's also bracha you'd still have to do. Yeah.
The Targum.
Yeah.
Obviously, the intent here is the Targum should be meaningful to you. So, can we really do Uncles?
If you're paying attention, I think you can. Do I think that reading Uncles versus and not understanding it versus not doing it at all is better? I do. Really? I do.
It's better to do Uncles not understand?
Than to not do Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. I don't know that it's better than English. I don't know that it's better that's better than English. I can't say that there's no value to it, because again, these reasons that are given about Nita Misina, I think you do still pick up things. I think you do if you're paying attention. If you're not paying attention at all, you're not going to pick up anything. But I think somebody who's somewhat familiar with Aramaic will still pick up a few things. Okay, let's see if we can. What is Imat Zibur? So that's the question right now. When do you have to start and when do you have to finish? That might be exactly what this question hinges on. So, what does it mean? When will one start and finish reading the parasha? The Tosfos says at the top of 285, Yashna Parashat Yosef Imat Zibur, Nira Dekol HaShavua, the entire week. Became the Maskil Nikros HaParashat, that means Minchas Shabbos Velchat Shabbos Abba Nikros Imat Zibur. What is it, the Tzibur? When it is that Tzibur's obligation to read this parasha. When does that start? Mincha the prior Shabbos, the first time we read that parasha. And presumably, I would say, goes until Mincha the next Shabbos. Until the Tzibur is up to the next one. The Kobo says, Imchazar Parsha, Be'echad B'Shabbos, from Sunday, Yatzah, the Shaper Mikir Metzibur, Shekvar Eskil Parsha, Mincha, V'davka Miyomecha, V'elecha, V'Shabbos Mincha, Afil Yachin Shekvar Parsha, Metzibur, Lo Yatzah. Okay. He thinks that the Shabbos belongs to the Parsha that you read in the morning. Even though in the afternoon you're ordering the other one, as for external reasons, you have to wait until Sunday. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Miyom Rishon Va'elach Chashev Imatzibur, that from Sunday, which sounds like what the Kolbo is saying, the Mishnah Brewer is not so convinced. Kemach Vaskil Minchas, the Shabbos, the Gospar Shavua, Banachav Shuva, Kori Gormatzibur, Vim Kemach Miyom Rishon Va'elach, Lav Davko. Which is interesting that he doesn't think it's Davko when we know that there's an explicit Shita which does say Sunday. So the Mishnah Brewer, and I think this is the Minhag Olam, is that once you start by Mincha on Shabbos, you can already do the next week.
Sunday meaning Motzei Shabbos, or Sunday meaning Sunday morning? I mean, Sunday.
So that would probably be even Motzei Shabbos, but he's saying you can start even earlier. Once Mincha Shabbos comes, you can already do it.
This doesn't contradict your whole thing about having your own Siyum. If you have your own Siyum.
Oh, good. By good. Good. So those are the other opinions. That's again. So far, we only discussed when you start. When do you have to finish it? Right. Fine. When do you have to finish it? By so says Tosfos. Uzman Ashlama Yesh Medrash Gimel Dvar Mitzvah Rabbi Nachman said one of Mishash and Iftar. He commanded three Rebbe commanded his children three things before he died. Shall talk lechem Shabbos and should think about kol parsha. Do not eat on Shabbos until you finish Nayim Mikra. Mashma the kol machil tzarach lashim. It sounds like before the meal. Umili mashlim lachar achila shaber dami. But if you do it after the meal, it's still okay. Because malkam mitzvah min amuvkar kol machila. Before the meal is the ideal time. Wow. Which meal? Doesn't clear, right? Mitzvah and Amukar says the tour. She Yashim was a kodim chokha v'shabbos. Lohisha was a kodim achil Yashim achar achila kodim ha-mincha. Ava misham v'lechim v'chikon acheres avar zman ha-shazos. It sounds like the daytime meal. Not the first meal of Shabbos, but the daytime meal. Why? Because that's the last time before the next mincha, presumably, and the next mincha is going to usher in the next week's parsha. Says that goes my manios. You have until the middle of the week. So you do have the entire year, because again, it's this concept of trying to finish it all up by Simchas Torah. The last piece that he has over here is an interesting question of women's obligation in Shnayim Mikra. What should that depend on? It may depend on the Magen Avraham seems to say that women who are, or at least women who are in shul, have an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You have an obligation to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If Shnayim Mikra is an extension of the obligation for Kriyas HaTorah, then they should be obligated. We see, assume that they are not obligated. Why? Because we understand that Shnayim Mikra is a form of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And since women are paturos from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they would be pater from this as well. And although there are those that brought down that that it's nice for women to do it as well. Rav Moshe, perhaps famously at the end, writes that everybody, even people who are learning all day, everybody needs to be careful about Shnayim Mikra. It shouldn't be so hard. Admittedly, I have trouble with it also, and I'm spending the plane rides and whatever else. I've done full svarim. I've considered at times going on a plane just to do Shnayim Mikra and flying back. I don't know why. There's nothing else to do on a plane.
Doing it for the whole year.
Yeah, just pull up a whole catch up. I tried the week by week, but at some point the weeks get things happen, and I fall behind. But but now that there's Wi-Fi on planes, I won't get Wi-Fi on a plane because it's the only time they have to disconnect. And what do you do when you can't really concentrate? You have to disconnect. There's not a micro.
Interesting.
What?